The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. But you know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line, thanks to Visible. It's true. So switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here for Dave. So this is Short Stuff as usual. Let's go.
So can I tell you my inspiration for this was I was at the lake the other day. We go to a lake here in Georgia. I'm not going to name it because I don't want to be stalked.
Okay. Lake No Name.
Lake No Name. And I was at the lake the other day doing a project, and I was very hot because it's very hot in Georgia right now.
Whatever.
And I went to jump in to cool down, and right as I was going to take a leap off the dock, I saw a very large, like a 2.5-foot garfish kind of treacle toward the surface. And I've seen them before out there occasionally, but it just scared the life out of me because it is a terrifying looking fish.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a garfish looks like, just do a little image search. And they have these long, very sharp toothed snouts, and they are terrifying. It looks like something that you would find in a river in South America and not one that you would jump into a lake in Georgia.
Right. And also, you travel back in time 50 million years, too, because they definitely look prehistoric for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And this is specifically about the alligator gar. And this comes from our old friends at How Stuff Works and Michelle Konstantinovsky. Great name.
Very nice.
But the alligator gar is super old, right?
Yeah, I think they found fossils as old as 100 million years old, not just 50. And they actually, the reason that it's called an alligator gar is because it has a long snout too, but rather than being pointed like most other gar, it's flattened, giving it kind of like a shovel-like appearance, or actually like an alligator snout. And the Latin name for it is Atractosteus spatula. And that's right, spatula. It's the spatula fish is another way to put it. And it really does look like an alligator snout when you see a picture of these things.
Yeah, they are huge. They're seven living species of gar, and the alligator gar is the largest by far. Mm-hmm. The other way you can tell a diff is they have two rows of teeth, the alligator gar, on the upper jaw instead of just the one row of teeth of the regular gar, and I think their head is a bit wider.
Yeah, and I think normally they're something like about 160 pounds to maybe 6 feet long, which is enormous for a fish.
Yes.
But they have been, found up to 350 pounds and 10 feet long, which is even more enormous. I think the record, at least in Texas, is 302 pounds. That was back in 1953. And the reason we bring up Texas is because a YouTuber named Peyton Moore, who's a conservationist, posted a video on his channel, Wildlife, last May, because he caught one of these things, and it was 8 feet long and probably about 300 pounds.
Did you watch that video?
I did not.
It is a very large fish, and he likened it to kind of hanging on to the end of a car that's trying to roll down a driveway.
I saw that.
I don't see how you bring in a fish like this that's that heavy, but he knew what he was doing, and it's just enormous, man. I think at the end he had that, he obviously released it, but he was kind of measuring it and showing it off for the camera, and this thing just like whipped around to sort of wriggle and just like just it's so strong it just knocks this guy over and then swims away, and he's like, well, like, I guess I was gonna let it go, but apparently that just happened now.
Right, good for him for letting it go, or at least planning to.
Well, you do let them go because apparently they're not good for eating. They, for a couple of reasons, they don't taste great, and they are covered with these it's almost like a armored scale. They're called ganoid scales, and it's like that like an armor you would see on a dinosaur, basically.
Right, yeah, they're very dinosaur-like. And yeah, and the even if you can dress them, or I should say clean them to eat, like the meat that you get off of it's not going to be very good. And if you find any roe or fish eggs in a gar, you want to leave those alone because they're toxic no matter what gar species you're dealing with. So, yeah, not really a delicacy in any way, shape, or form.
Should we take a break?
I say we take a break, and then we'll come back and talk more about alligator gar. Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
So, Chuck, I found out some pretty interesting stuff about them.
Let's hear it.
That an alligator gar is an opportunistic eater, it'll eat basically anything. I saw that they'll eat deer and raccoons if they get a chance. They'll eat waterfowl, turtles, crabs, other fish. But one of the ways that they catch some of these things, especially some of the harder to catch ones, they play dead. They ambush their prey by playing dead. They'll float and make another fish or a raccoon or something that's going to swim past think that it's dead. Then all of a sudden, whoo-bah, it grabs it out of the water and that thing's dead.
And they do eat all those things, and they have those huge alligator-like mouths and teeth, so they're super scary. But apparently they're not going to come after you. I was just being a little baby boy the other day when I got scared and wouldn't jump in. If I would have jumped in, this thing would have scattered and gone far away. It wouldn't have said, human arm must eat. Right. They're just not going to come after you. So you don't need to fear. I think there's never been on record a case of an alligator gar attacking somebody, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I've seen as well. But, I mean, I guess if you had seen a gar that was floating, you would have wanted to steer clear of that one because maybe it was going to ambush your arm, you said that you saw them in your lake. I'm taking it that your no-name lake is freshwater, right?
No, it's a saltwater lake in the middle of Georgia.
You never know. There's some saltiness in Georgia for sure.
It's freshwater. And they're only in North America, which is pretty surprising.
Yeah, but they used to be, remember we said that their fossils have been dated back to 100 million years. They used to be found all over the place. But yeah, now they're only in North America. They're a freshwater species. And they tend to like parts of like bodies of water with poor oxygen. So like say like maybe a cove where you'd launch a boat, or a backwater of a river that's kind of outside of the turbulence, or even swamps or bayous. And one reason they can survive in these kind of lower oxygen environments is they have an air bladder that not only helps them float, it also distributes oxygen to their blood. Slowly but surely. So they don't have to take in that much oxygen because they can hold a bunch at once.
Yeah, and I think they're in Central America too. I just wanted to put that on the record.
So let's say the Americas.
What? But not South America.
Man, these alligator gar are really tough to pin down.
I think North and Central America, because I did see something about Costa Rica. Which is
okay, so the Americas.
Okay. So people, just because you don't eat them, people still do fish for them. Like this guy, I think there are sort of, there are a lot of regulations in place because they, are really slow to reach the age where they can make little gar. Mm-hmm. They spawn in very specialized areas. So they're very ripe for overfishing and for, you know, like shrinking of species, but, for that reason, they're highly, highly regulated. And you're basically, at least in Florida, and I think a lot of other places, you're only going to be given a permit to fish for these things if it's scientific research or right. You're working in like managing the species or something like that.
I tittered earlier, by the way, I want to say at an inappropriate time, but it was because you said they're ripe for overfishing. And I just thought of a ripe gar. And that sounds so gross.
They're scary looking. Early on, though, that like, you know, earlier humans mm-hmm. would fish for them and do all sorts of things. That armor-like scales, those ganoid scales, they made jewelry out of them and tools and things like that because they're really tough. And I think they would use their skin for products and the skin oil for different things.
Yeah, who knows what?
Do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else. I think we've talked alligator gar to death.
Well, I guess the last thing we should mention is that they, even though they do are opportunistic eaters, I think there used to be an idea mm-hmm. that they would devastate other fish populations, and that's apparently not the case, right?
Yeah, that's right. So they were overfished because they were considered a nuisance fish. So they were trying to protect fish that they wanted by fishing the gar, alligator gar out, but turns out they were wrong. I do have one more thing.
Okay.
The name gar for these fish is comes from the Anglo-Saxon word for spear.
That is good. And I've got one more thing.
Okay.
I cannot help but think of a garfish without thinking of the great, great documentary, Vernon, Florida, my favorite documentary of all time by the great mm-hmm. Errol Morris. Mm-hmm. And one of the characters, the guy that talks like this, he talks about swimming in the river and, oh, you come up on one of those garfish. You better look out, brother.
Really?
And I saw that movie in college, right? I didn't know what a garfish was. And it was many uh-huh. years later uh-huh. that I saw a gar. And I was like, oh, I get it now.
I got to see that movie once and for all.
It's just, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. You got anything else? I think, yeah. You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
All right. Well, that means everybody's short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.